Good morning. This is Ryan File with the Mail Tribune, and you're listening to the First Thing podcast. I'm here most weekdays giving you a quick rundown of the top two or three stories of the day. You can listen to us on our website, on SoundCloud, or on the Apple Podcasts and Stitcher apps you can download to your mobile device. Let's get right to it. Here's your news for Thursday, January 4th, 2018. To start with, every year, local police agencies catch hundreds of motorists who aren't supposed to be behind the wheel. In 2017, the Sheriff's Office issued 984 citations for driving while suspended on county roads, according to Sergeant Julie Denny with the Sheriff's Department. That number doesn't include the 859 arrests and citations for driving while suspended in Medford last year. The number of people caught for driving while suspended in Jackson County last year was the highest it's been in 4 years, up 9.8% over 896 citations and arrests in 2016. But Denny said she doesn't believe there's been an increase in the number of drivers behind the wheel who aren't supposed to be. Instead, she points to a traffic enforcement team fully staffed to four deputies since January 2017. "We're just out there making more traffic stops and finding them," she said. A man was sentenced to more than 4 years in prison after admitting he helped his girlfriend rob a Sam's Valley convenience store by pretending he had a gun. Jason Allen Jewell, 39, pleaded guilty to a count of second-degree robbery Wednesday in Jackson County Circuit Court, telling Circuit Court Judge Lorenzo Mejia he was, quote, "in a bad situation" the night of November 1st, when he held a phone charger in his pocket to help Angela Christina Estrada rob the Fast and Easy Mart at 13325 Antioch Road. They left with roughly $700. Robbery in the second degree typically carries a mandatory minimum sentence of 70 months, but the case was excluded from Measure 11 sentencing because no actual weapon was used, according to court-appointed defense lawyer Donald Scales. Estrada was sentenced December 5th to 34 months for the crime. Jewel and Estrada have both been ordered to repay $317.99. Last to go, the Jackson County Board of Commissioners is forming a marijuana advisory committee that will bring together people with a variety of views on the burgeoning marijuana industry. It's the first time all parties will be together in the same setting, according to County Commissioner Rick Dyer. The committee will provide recommendations to commissioners about marijuana issues, including those related to the production, processing, wholesaling, and distribution of marijuana in the unincorporated areas of Jackson County. Commissioners have identified local residents to fill most of the seats on the committee, but are still seeking applicants for two positions to be held by members of the general public. That's it for today. You can read full versions of all of these stories on our website, mailtribune.com. Be sure to also follow us on our social media accounts. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. Have a great day.